This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Because we just had a very special guest walk into our holding cell here. The skipper is here, Jace Tingler. How you doing? Good to see you, buddy.
Congratulations.
We're live. Yeah,
come on.
Clean that language up.
Congratulations.
We're ready to go.
1-0 in his Cactus League career. He has never lost as a Major League Baseball manager.
Easy game, right? Piece of cake.
I wish that was
piece
the case.
Piece of cake. 1-0.
I wish that was the case.
All right. We got to ask you right out of the chute. So you've managed plenty of baseball games in your life. Yesterday had to be a special day for you, the big league skipper. It's a spring training game. Any nerves at all, or was this just like, hey, I've done this a million times?
No, sure there's nerves. There's nerves in every game. As soon as the anthem's played, I kind of, the butterflies kick up.
Yep.
That part's real. I think the most exciting thing yesterday was, the players and the staff have really been focused on, really, really four areas. And, number one on the mound, throwing the ball over the plate. And, Davies comes out and just peppers the zone early. And then, our other focus has been how we're going to take care of the ball. And, it's nice. Get the first game in. We walk away without any errors. We've been, hammering easily the offensive guys on getting on base. Drew a couple walks, had a hit by batter. We really didn't get an extra base hit until later in the game. And then, the base running, something we've been emphasizing. And, seeing Lagares score on a pass ball and tag up. And Ty France stops on a double play ball that allows another run to go in. So that's what I was most exciting for, the guys just getting out there and executing what they've been working on.
I want to ask you a little bit more about Zach Davies. As you said, two perfect innings yesterday in his Padres spring training debut. A.J. Preller's brought in a lot of guys in this organization that light up the radar gun. I mean, nasty arms that throw 100 miles an hour or more. Zach Davies is not one of those guys. I mean, he hits 90, and that's a good, hard pitch for him. He's all about control, deception. That is unusual almost nowadays in Major League Baseball.
Spot on. And then throw in, hopefully he's a Gold Glove winner at fielding his position. And that makes our job, defensively a little bit better. And, the truth is, if we can't play defense behind him, we've got serious issues. he's pounding the zone. He's going to create a ton of soft contact, but he's demanding action. And hopefully our guys are ready to back him up.
Well, and speaking of defense, we are joined by Padres skipper Jace Tingler here out at Padres fantasy camp. See where my head is at? Son of a gun, I knew I was going to do it.
It's a bit of a fantasy.
It is. It absolutely is. Padres spring training, Woodsy. It is early for all of us. Defense is something that everybody has been talking about, and I know there were some, last year it could get shoddy at times, and I know you guys have been working really hard. We see the videos. Bobby Dickerson is a guy that's come in, and already you don't really know your coach's names all the time, for the layman fan. But to see Bobby Dickerson, these videos, the drills he's working with these guys, what's he brought already?
I mean this as an ultimate compliment. He's a lunatic.
And I love it.
It's awesome to watch him work. And it's the same for what Rod's doing behind the plate and for what Wayne Kirby's doing in the outfield. And, I was talking to Chris Woodward the other night at the manager's meeting and just asking him questions and things like that. And we came to the conclusion, I've got the same feeling with Bobby, with Curb, with the entire staff, with Rod. It's there's so many things taken off your plate, and it just feels really good. And it's like, watching the game yesterday, balls hit, ground ball, I can go grab a drink because I know what these guys have been working on. That play is going to be completed. But, it's just credit to, the players for putting in the work. We've got a long ways to go.
Sure.
But it feels really good having people that know what they're doing, people that you trust, and probably most importantly, they're invested in the players and they're working extremely hard.
We're supposed to have Chris Paddock stopping by in about 45 minutes. Woodsy and I are really fired up to talk to Chris. I know we're not naming opening day starters or anything, but people have done the math. You know, Chris is supposed to throw on Wednesday. They kind of start mapping out 5 days, 5 days, 5 days, see where it hits.
Hey, is there it's the offseason. We're very bored.
Is there anything,
all right?
Is there anything you want us to tell him when he comes in later this morning?
Just tell him his hair looks outstanding.
It's just outstanding, isn't it?
It what? Is. As a guy that can't grow any, it's like it's complete jealousy on my part.
You seem to like, as we were just talking to Bobby Dickerson, you seem to like maniacs, lunatics. Chris Paddock's got a little bit of that in him as well from a competitive standpoint, I'd imagine.
I've happened to notice that. Yeah. No, I think like people from, you know, maybe, you know, different parts, it seems like a little bit weird. But, you know, for me growing up in, you know, Northwest Missouri and spending a lot of time in Texas, it's actually probably more the norm.
Did you have to tell him any no rodeo rules?
No.
After the Madison?
No.
I did hear about that.
Yeah, that's amazing.
Madison Bumgarner has secretly been competing under a pseudonym in rodeo competitions, roping.
Yeah. I'd hate to, like, change his routine and, you know, be the guy to tell him he's not doing that anymore.
Can you imagine having to deliver that message? We're joined by Padres skipper Jay Stengler. So you get out here and you're getting – and, we talked about – you did all the press conferences, and they hired you very early, and you had to do all the press and all the stuff that, you know, maybe was a little bit new for you. The word around from everybody has been, well, this is his element, meaning your element, being out here with the guys, with the bat, hitting the grounders, yelling at guys, positioning guys. How fun is your first spring training as the head cheese been for you so far?
I think you're right. I feel most comfortable on the field and you know, being outside, like, with the guys. And then, you know, like I said, whether it's watching the work staff or jumping in, you know, with them, with drills and or leading a fundamental, that's definitely where I feel, you know, most comfortable. It's not in front of the room, speaking in front of 72 players. It's not with the media, but I feel, you know, more like myself when I'm outside on the field. And you know, I can't tell you how much fun it is to watch these guys work and then to sit back, like, during the game and watch these guys get after it when they're doing things right, when they're getting down the line, when they're making good turns, when they're pounding on. You know, like I said, we have a ton of work to do these next 3 or 4 weeks. We've got a lot of things on the agenda, but it was a good start, you know, yesterday.
Well, and you brought in a lot of there's been a lot of new faces, even since you've been hired, Skip. And, you know, Tommy Pham is a name. Guy is all business, man. Guy loves to come in and work. What's he brought to your clubhouse? How's he fitting in with the guys? How's everybody meshing?
I think the mesh has been awesome. You know, as far as what Tommy brings, he's been himself. It is some type of edge. It's some type of competitiveness. He set the bar really high on how we're going to work. And probably the most important thing, it's real. It's not fake. This isn't going to be something that goes on for like a week. Like, this dude's very comfortable with who he is. And, we can't be any more fortunate to have him, and, you know, just can't wait to continue to watch him work and go.
Talking to Padres manager Jay Stengler here, Padres spring training in Peoria with Ben and Woods. New face in that clubhouse this weekend. All-star, World Series winner Brian Dozier coming in and joining what figures to be a very crowded competition at second base and in the infield. What's kind of the early – your early opinions on what you're going to be doing at second base here?
Sure. I connected with him yesterday when we got back from the game. He was finishing up his physicals and everything checked off well. So he's going to be out on the field today. Obviously, he's missed some days with what's going on. So we're going to have a little bit of a buildup before he gets into game action. But what he brings to the, you know, table is, you know, just what you said. I think it's been two World Series the last 2 years, playoffs the year before. You know, I love the way he gets on base. Love the way he competes.
Smashes lefties.
Yeah. You know, so it's going to be a good combination. And I think I stated it, you know, earlier in the week, you know, competition's a good thing. And so, you know, the more quality guys that we can bring in and add value to this team, we're going to need a lot of these guys at some point throughout the year, whether it's injury or however.
So I heard a couple of days ago you took everyone way back to the backfields and kind of roped things off, didn't let the media back there, and we heard some cheering and some excitement. What exactly is the Tinglinator?
I don't know, because like,
because there were some ideas on Twitter, Jace. I don't know if you know. If you want to know what the people might have thought,
we'll wait till we get off air and then we can share those things. You know, like that definitely wasn't supposed to be on the schedule. I think Keith Lerman and Skip, they were having some fun. You know, honestly, it's nothing. It's, you know, we wanted to get the guys isolated a little bit. We wanted them to, you know, be themselves. And then probably most importantly, we wanted to compete, and we wanted to do that, you know, in an environment where you're not going to be judged. There's not going to be things on social media. Oh my God, this guy swung and missed, and,
yeah,
you know, whatever comes up. But we did want them to, you know, ramp up the dial in what they're trying to do. They were competing for something, you know, we're probably going to blend some other competitions in throughout the camp just to break up the monotony of what these routines get into.
Well, Skip, I know you got a busy day coming up. You guys are heading out to Surprise this afternoon, taking on the Kansas City Royals. Looking forward to that. Seeing you out there, I really appreciate you stopping by for a few minutes and joining us to start your day.
Thank you guys for having me this morning.
Jace Tingler, manager of the San Diego Padres, here on our SDCCU fan hotline. SDCCU has low mortgage loan rates. Apply today, equal housing opportunity. For details, call 877-SDCCU for you or visit SDCCU.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.